Move forward after a Father's Day shooting that involved a police officer and left one man dead. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, events like the Celebration of Unity are bringing the community together to heal and address the issue of gun violence.
Let us be youth. That's all we want to be.
Give us a chance to grow up.
Stop the violence.
These four young people were among those speaking out for peace at Skiddy Park, where just down the street the shooting took place, like so many others throughout the city. Reverend Regina Reese Young was one of the speakers leading the audience in prayer.
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God. In other words, God knows that it's hard not to live by the ways of the world. It's hard not to live by the ways of the streets. But doing the opposite of that, we will be made fun of sometimes, but we will always maintain a place of peace.
Twiggy Bilyeu of Syracuse's National Action Network says she and others in the African-American community met with Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner to vent their frustrations over what happened that night, the delay in information, and what they say are bigger systemic problems. Bilyeu says Miner was equally frustrated. Police officers were injured in the chaos, and the investigation is still ongoing. Bilyeu called on the audience to be the keepers of each other's brothers and sisters for the sake of the next generation.
Don't sit there in the comfort of your home and see something and not say something, then complain when stuff doesn't happen. There's not one person in this field that doesn't have a responsibility toward keeping the peace in the city of Syracuse.
And while the event was not meant to solve all the poverty and gun violence in the city, it brought a very diverse community together to stand against whatever they may face next. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.